Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is time for this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And after you listen to this week's Entertainment Report, you may get the sneaking suspicion that by the end of next week, there will be no one left living in the entertainment industry. Here is Christina Staffo.
Well, Ed, today we're going to talk about some sad things. Unfortunately, WWE's Rowdy Roddy Piper recently died at the age of 61. Now, he died from cardiac arrest while in his sleep and was found the next morning. Now, he had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 06, but his family members say that had nothing to do with it. He was cancer-free at the time of his death. Roddy was one of the biggest wrestlers in the 80s, even wrestled against Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in WrestleMania 1 back in 1985. Now, I found some interesting information, Ed, about the funeral arrangements and invitation that was sent out for Bobby Christina's wake. Okay, apparently you had to show a government-issued ID to even get into the wake. And one of her aunts, we'll call her Aunt Number One. Aunt Number One was asking that in lieu of flowers, people make a donation to the Marion P. Foundation that's actually run by said aunt. Well, Aunt Number Two thinks that Aunt Number One is just trying to line her pockets and take advantage of a tragic situation. And you know what? I just need to shake my head here, because even in a sad time like this, you still manage to find some drama going on. And we have another passing to talk about. Lynn Anderson, best known for her country hit Rose Garden, died at 67. She was in the hospital with pneumonia after a vacation in Italy. And you know, Lynn was a trooper, still making music right up until she passed away, pretty much. Her last music, titled Bridges, was released in June. And in more upbeat news, Ed, I just want to let you know, Kenny Chesney was seen with a cutoff shirt recently at Kansas City Chiefs practice. And, his arms were exposed. Pretty jacked and looking good. I don't know. I just thought it was worth a mention. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And isn't it interesting how she chose to end the report this week? All right, it was a sad week. We lost some folks, but there's always room for Kenny Chesney in a cutoff shirt. Oh, what a lovely image that is, right? So NFL training camps are open. Last week, Christina was all upset that Tom Brady is even still allowed to live at this point after the egregious deflation of the balls up in Foxborough. But as long as Kenny Chesney shows up at Chiefs camp and he's wearing a cutoff shirt, there is hope for the NFL and there is hope for the world. And as always, Christina will be back next week. All right, your cable company. They don't do this as much as they used to, but mine just did this, and my life right now is in a tizzy. Complete upheaval. They changed the channel locations for a lot of my favorite channels. Why do they do this? Oh, this is to add convenience. And they even bothered me with a telemarketing call. We get a call at dinner like 2 weeks ago. Hello, this is your cable company. We are going to be changing the locations of all of your channels so we can make things easier for you. Go to our website, changingyourchannels.com, and all this. I don't need to know this. Why? For me, SNY, the TV home of the New York Mets, has always been 60. Now it's going to be 2-something. I don't even know where it is. My team's in the middle of a pennant race, and I cannot find them. This is wrong. It is inherently wrong. They used to do this all the time. Do you remember this? Late 80s, early 90s, all of a sudden CNN goes from channel 3 up to channel 48. And then when we had triple-digit channels, they like to mess things up for no reason at all. And there's no rhyme or reason as to where certain channels are. You got news channels here, but they'll leave one out and it's up in the 100s. You got sewing channels at like 32, and then you got the home remodeling things up at 265. And then you go along, and then all of a sudden you hit 2 religious stations, and you come out of that. Then you got 5 foreign language stations. You're trying to just zip along on your remote control. After a while, your remote just stops and turns around and looks up at you, and even it's confused. Where are we going here with this? And click, and there's some auto thing. And click, and here's a pet channel. And click, here's Glenn Beck crying like crazy for some reason. And click, here we go, and here's a soccer game. I don't understand this. I have like this middle tier package. I get a lot of movie channels. I have like 35, 40 movie channels. And you know, Maybe that's ridiculous, too. How many movies can one person or one family watch? And it's all this B-level garbage that came out over the last 4 or 5 years. Where I can't find any really good movies anymore. Yeah, it's like some C-level movie with Janine Garofalo that got released in New York and San Francisco in 2 theaters for 4 nights, and now all of a sudden HBO West Part 2 Segment 6 has to show it 15 times a day. I don't need this. Doing a show like this, you have to be in tune with what's going on in the world. You need to know. So I need to go, boom, there's CNN. Boom, there's Fox News. Boom, there's CNBC. Boom, there's E! Entertainment Television. But now I have no idea. I'm swimming. I'm drifting along in the ocean. I have one oar in the raft, and the sharks are circling, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I don't know what's coming next. Stay with us. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenke. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Interviewers often wind down the meeting by asking, "Do you have any questions?"
They know what you really want to know. What happens next? How much will you be paid? What benefits are provided?
But this isn't the time to ask those questions, although many people do. You'll stand out if you ask another question.
12 months from now, how will we define success?
This question accomplishes 2 things. First, it forces the interviewer to see you as an employee, not a candidate.
Second, it helps you understand the real expectations of the job, so you'll be able to hit the ground running when you do get hired.
And you'll quickly become a valuable part of your new team. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Sturgis, Mississippi, Chuck says.
$20,000 bikers. Go spend 20 grand on a bike and do 20 miles and they think they're a biker.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan in Sturgis for American Biker Minute.
It's about pitching a tent in the middle of nowhere, getting up and jumping on your bike.
You packed your knucklehead or your panhead, you threw a sleeping bag on it and a tent. Now there's million-dollar RVs and it's cool now. Yuppies and your doctors and lawyers.
I took a biker class in Ohio. They were asking us, why do you want to be a biker? The girl next to me says, because I look really cool on a bike.
Ain't like the back in the 60s and 70s.
American Biker Minute.
And you pulled up to a red light and people looked at you and locked their car doors.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.